Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Zania. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Jeremy with Best Buy Appliances. I have a client on the other line that had a return exchange for a dishwasher that was installed yesterday. The order is still in transit, but they need a redo of the install. It's leaking into their cabinets. I'd like to see if we couldn't avoid any property damage if possible.
Okay, let's see here. And would you happen to have the SMS number?
FMS is 654-829-33.
Thank you. One moment here. Seems as though I'm not pulling up anything with that SMS number. Would you happen to have the external order number?
They don't have an external on there. I've tried all of the dispatchers. This was assigned to, it looks like, Costa Lake installers, and no one else seems to be able to locate them.
Let's see here. And can I have you just repeat that SMS number for me? Maybe it was put in incorrectly.
654-829-33.
And would you happen to have the phone number that would be associated with the ticket?
That would be 509-879-4540.
Thank you. One moment here. Let me see if it can pull up anything first. One moment here. I apologize about the hold. It takes a little bit longer to look it up by that phone number.
No problem. I'm going to check back with my client, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm back.
Okay. Well, it's still loading, sadly. Technology seems to have the mind of its own nowadays.
Of course. With everybody working at home, it just makes everything run a little slower.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying my best. I just got a lot of people using me right now.
Right.
Let's see here. It seems so. I'm not pulling up anything with the phone number either. And it's not showing as XPO or showing any external order number at all?
No. In fact, in the area, there are exactly three dispatch listed. XPO is listed last. I've tried all of the others. They were all able to pull up the order and see the name, but they all advised that it was not their their dispatch. They told me to just keep trying. You're the last one.
Let's see here. I'll try. Could you provide me with the customer's first and last name?
It is Ken Schwartz.
And could you spell that last name?
S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
Thank you.
If it helps any, the address was a Palm Springs, California address.
Okay, what would be the zip code?
That would be, let me get that a little larger, 1 second.
Okay.
92262.
92262. Thank you. One moment here. And where was the install initially performed?
That was Palm Springs, California.
No, I was asking the date it was performed. It was performed today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. That's 92262. And it would it have the possibility of being under a different name?
No, I'm looking at the FMS work order. Ken Schwartz, I'm showing in Palm Springs, California at that phone number with that FMS. It does show me the person assigned was Costa Lake. Looks like a gentleman name of Ivan.
Okay. I do apologize, but it's not pulling up a ticket for me.
Okay, so it's basically not through your dispatch then?
No, sir. If I don't see any ticket here within the system, I can't pull it up with any of the customer's information. And I've just tried the zip code by itself. I'm not even pulling up a ticket associated with Mr. Ken Schwartz.
Okay, I will see if I can find another resolution. Thank you very much.
No problem. I apologize about that. Did you need any further help today?
No, that'll be it.
Okay, well, I do thank you for calling XPO, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.